This is your KUTX soundcheck. Questlove made an announcement yesterday. He's writing a book. That's right, the famed Grammy-winning producer, DJ, and Roots drummer and co-frontman is taking his years of career experience and sharing what he believes are the most pertinent lessons for owning and growing a career in the arts. Or, as he described to BuzzFeed, quote, a guide to living your best creative life. Questlove takes the lessons he's learned personally, as well as those from his influencers and his influencing peers and collaborators, sharing lessons from George Clinton, David Byrne, Bjork, and others. Creative Quest hits shelves and search engines on April 24th, 2018, but you can pre-order your copy now through Amazon. One musician's quest for discretion and one newspaper's credibility are at odds over a tragic fire that took place a couple of days ago. Vermont publication The Caledonian Record reported on a local devastating fire that destroyed an entire barn and damaged part of a home allegedly belonging to new pornographer singer Nico Case. Being in Sweden at the time, upon hearing the news, Case took to Twitter to snuff out the rumors that the property belonged to her, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary that put the paper at risk of credibility issues. Voting records show Case to be registered to the house in question. The official report notes that several expensive guitars had to be cleared in order to combat the blaze, and a 2012 issue of Country Living magazine showcases a spread of the house with Nico Case gracing the bench of her kitchen piano in the first picture. Despite all of that, the most irrefutable piece of evidence comes from an expletive-filled phone call made by Case herself to the Caledonian Record, telling them to take the article down to preserve her privacy. Despite all of the drama, the newspaper maintains that they were simply reporting on a tragic fire in their coverage area, as they would have with any other. Case's ownership of the property was purely coincidental in the coverage. For more Soundcheck music news, visit our website at kutx.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.